Along the way, women began to share their experiences at Women at the Well with the men in their lives. Repeatedly, we'd hear comments like, "What you're offering is not gender specific." But still, we hadn't considered opening our gatherings to men until one or two started showing up at our retreats or timeouts. One particular gentleman, Paul Dumanil, found that his own desire for a deeper knowing of God resonated with what he experienced at these retreats. About the same time, God brought Russ Acada into our lives as he was forming his own nonprofit ministry. Through their influence, we sensed the cloud moving, this time to open our doors to men. The problem, of course, was that many men would not be drawn to an organization called Women at the Well. So began the journey of inviting Paul and Russ to join our board of directors, and then in 2007 to change our name to Wellspring. See the fountain on the table in front of you? Listen to this verse from Isaiah 41. I, God, will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. Could it be that God was calling us to help him fulfill that promise in the lives of people around us? So even as we continued offering what we had been for the 12 years, the cloud began moving way beyond our comfort zone. Invitations began to come our way to lead Wellspring retreats for organizations like Chab Dai in Cambodia, an international justice mission in Uganda, Ethiopia, and the Philippines. A few of our leaders at the time, Russ and Terry, Patty, Betty Ann Haganaw, and Brad Wong, traveled to bring our retreats to these men and women who were fighting and also caring for the victims of sex trafficking, prostitution, many other kinds of slavery. Check out the photos at this station. We learned so much about the toll this kind of work takes on the souls of those who are leading these ministries, both at home and abroad. And then a different kind of invitation came our way, one from churches, to lead soul-tending retreats for their pastors and staff. And this changed everything. This is where we began to see firsthand some of the toll that a life in ministry can take on the souls of those who pour out for others. Certainly this touched my, Patty's, own history of witnessing colleagues burning out and inevitably hurting others in the process. All of these experiences were deepening our awareness of the need for where God would lead us next. So pause for a moment to ponder how these movements resonate with your own journey with God. Where has God invited you to move beyond your comfort zone? Maybe to trust God's work and presence in a new area. When you're ready, continue to the station called Soul Care Begins.